Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful but once again very cold Friday morning as we prepared the message. This is the message for Friday, February 29th, 2008, and it's interesting, although we've prepared these messages since 1996, this is only the second time we've prepared a message for the 29th, and of course that's because it's leap year, and 8 years ago leap year happened to be on a weekend. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine. Ministries called Daily Encouragement Net. We hope today's message of perspective will encourage you. The title is Better Than I Deserve. The scripture text is Psalm 103, verses 10 and 11.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
Here in America, we often greet one another with the common expression, "How are you?" When we meet one another face-to-face in a conversation over the phone, or even when we write a letter to a friend, we regularly ask the question, "How are you?" It's so common that at times I've taken a phone call and out of habit responded with the customary, "Fine," only to realize after doing so that I answered the question before they even asked it. Occasionally I respond with such phrases as, "I'm doing great," or "I'm blessed," attempting to give a more genuine response to the customer greeting. I recall a few friends dealing with some emotional ups and downs in life responding with a very candid admission, "I'm going to make it," or "I'm overcoming." But the other day I read of a true expression which can also be a thought-provoking response to the typical greeting. It also provides an opportunity for a witness, assuming you have the boldness to use it and opportunity to explain it.
Well, the next time someone asks you, "How are you doing?" respond with, "Better than I deserve." Well, Stephen has been doing that recently, and the reaction has been quite interesting, although it takes a few seconds for those words to sink in.
Well, in one sense, I consider the phrase as a counter to the whiny entitlement outlook that just permeates our culture. It seems so many, no matter how full the cup is, focus on the empty part. They center on that which is lacking in their life and what they feel they're entitled to. Now, politicians are great at pandering to this attitude with promises such as, "Help is on the way." Incredibly, it's a sizable voting constituency.
But it's the spiritual application that is really a blessing. Consider just the first phrase in the daily text. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. That's a portion of scripture verse that you can memorize as you repeat it to yourself throughout the day. In fact, you may want to personalize it by saying, "He does not treat me as my sins deserve."
Well, what do our sins deserve? The Bible answers in a simple scripture phrase you should have memorized upon first coming to Christ. And I'm not even going to give the reference right now. If you don't know it, look it up. The wages of sin is death. That is spiritual death, separation from God, eternal judgment, hell. Not a popular theme in the modern church, infiltrated with the "I'm okay, you're okay" doctrine launched in the 70s.
Probably the most famous sermon in American history was preached by the 18th century theologian Jonathan Edwards, where he focused on that which we truly deserve. He wasn't concerned with making believers feel good when he titled his sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God," or when he preached the message God gave him regarding the penalty of sin.
Well, the next time you're asked, "How are you?" consider the great love the Father has for you and his wonderful act of redemption. And gratefully respond, "Better than I deserve." It might lead to a discussion that takes you beyond the surface level to a conversation of the heart.
Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for your great compassion and enduring patience, that you do not treat us as our sins deserve, but with never-ending mercy. From everlasting to everlasting, your love is with those who walk with you, who keep your covenant and obey your precepts. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today. It's the joy to prepare these messages and, of course, to share them over the podcast where people can listen and also in various written formats through the internet and email. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and today the message again is the message prepared for Friday, February 29th, 2008. We do have some interesting, we feel, resources, a beautiful photo a friend of mine took that has allowed me to use to a professional photographer, along with today's scripture verse overlaid over it. Also have today a picture of the actual stone. We've been there in Enfield, Connecticut, where Jonathan Edwards preached that sermon. Also have some resources that you may find interesting, some additional blog and some deeper treatments of the subject that I shared today. And as usual, we also share some music that we feel reinforces the message. I want to especially call your attention to the very first song I have listed, which I label a mystery song. I could certainly give the title, but it's an old hymn you just don't hear very much, at least in churches that I am a part of. And it's a beautiful piano rendition of that hymn, and it does relate to the message today, and it blesses me as I just listen to it because I know the words in my heart. I'm sure there will be more than a few out there that will listen to it and will say, I know that song, and it is a great, great old hymn. And there are several other songs up as well. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, this will likely be the very last message we prepare on a February 29th for at least 4 years. I'm not sure when the 29th will fall in the next leap year. And, of course, that's all depending upon what God has in our lives. Our times are in His hands, and of course, we may all be out of here by then in the great rapture of the church. Have a blessed day today, and stay faithful to God. Truly, we are all better than we deserve.